It's the beautiful, enlightening information from Hisham came through, giving us the history of this very, very special place, with the symbology, the metaphors, the reasons, the dedication, and why it was built. And we moved into the beautiful, beautiful, feminine, divine information of love that Monica just shared with us and invited us to, again, as we've done in other places on this tour, to remember and bring forth this love that is within us all. So let us even more, as the deep water here, as Hisham says, 90 meters deep, go deeper into our love source, a love source that is all around you. As a metaphor to the love that's within you, that has depth that are unimaginable, that connect you to source of all that is infinite, that is eternal, that is divine, and that has no beginning and no end. In this beautiful afternoon, we created for ourselves, without planning, a private space, witnessing this monument and dedication built for love, from one king to his beloved queen. Look at all of you heard just now from Hisham and Monica, and from what comes from within yourself, and reflect it on your life. And see it in your life, where you find the connection, where you find the symbology, the reflection that intuitively bring you there in your mind's eye, in the deepness of your heart, from the ancient that you are, from the source of everything that you're connected with, from your Akashic memories, from your lineage before this earth and into this moment. Simply relax and allow yourself again, as we support one another and create a connection of love that brings us closer to Source, to God, to Goddess, to Creator, to all that is. This is again an invitation, as Monica just said, and an opportunity for each and every one of us to create a sacred time together for the brief moment we're sharing right here that will last into infinity from here on. You can set again another beautiful intention of love for whatever you want to see in your life from this moment on and beyond. Some of these gatherings that we had and the insight and the wisdom that we received and shared may not appear immediately in the years to come, maybe not even in our lifetime. But it's a seed that you plant for the future, for yourself, when you come back. When you come back more aware, more with more consciousness, as Kryon said again and again. So thank you, and congratulate yourself in gratitude and honor for who you are, what you accomplished, as we start here on the Upper Nile, on the Lake Nasser. The last phase, leg, of this beautiful spiritual soul family journey. And with no further from me, let us invite Kryon closer to our hearts